In the post-war years, many of these white ethnic voters became homeowners, moved from the cities to the suburbs, and became part of the middle class. As they climbed the socioeconomic ladder, their material and political interests began to be reflected more by the Republicans. As president, Reagan manipulated race in order to consolidate the Republicans' base within the white ethnic electorate. He aggressively attacked affirmative action and gutted the Civil Rights Commission. He implemented policies which increased poverty and homelessness. Ideologically, Reaganism stood for extreme anti-communism, the massive expansion of military expenditures at the expense of social programs, and the elimination of regulations and restrictions on the corporations at the expense of the public welfare. But like Nixon before him, Reagan fell victim to his own scandal, the Iran-Contra affair. The 1986 congressional elections returned the Senate into Democratic control, and Reaganism was on the defensive. The third wave of white reaction was based on the political foundations of both Nixon and Reagan, but has reached a stage of development which is far more sophisticated and institutionalized than either of these earlier movements.